This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Proverbs 31 asks, "A woman of valor, who can find?" In Jewish culture, Proverbs 31 is sung every week on the Sabbath and read at the end of a woman's life at her funeral. It's the ultimate praise for any woman. Here's Yael Eckstein with more on what Proverbs 31 has to teach us.
Genesis 23 tells us that Abraham's wife Sarah lived to the ripe old age of 127 years old. The Jewish sages comment that every single one of those years was good. But how can that be? Doesn't every life have ups and downs, good years and not so good ones? In fact, for most of Sarah's years, she was barren. She was kidnapped twice, and she had to deal with the difficult personalities of Hagar and Ishmael inside her home. Clearly, her life had its share of difficulties. But the sages teach us that there is just one thing by which we judge any year. How much did we grow? Life is all about learning and growing. Easy or hard, fun or boring, every day is measured by how we've grown closer to God. Sarah was a prized student in the classroom of life. She knew how to learn from everything and everyone who came her way. That's why the sages call every year of her life a good one. To have a good year, reframe your life. See everything that happens in terms of how much you've learned and how much you will continue to grow. See it through spiritual eyes. Now that's a beautiful frame, and your life is its masterpiece. This is Yael Eckstein.
If you would like to learn more about what it means to be a woman of valor, visit holylandmoments.ca to download a free copy of the Fellowship's newest devotional. That's holylandmoments.ca.